At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, top of the morning. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, Paul Stone in 30 minutes. He will break down, analyze, and give you some bets from two different conferences in college football today. Dennis Bernstein later on the NHL. Yesterday was absolutely bonkers in that sport.
Absolutely.
The timing of the NHL for that.
Johnny Hockey. No one saw that coming. And then the goalie carousel. What happened? Well, guys.
All over the place.
Colorado loses another goalie. And, no problem.
And Mike Palm in studio for the first time. It's going to be good to see him again. And, by the way, the Open Championship is turning into putt-putt down the street, where they're going to make a joke out of the John Deere Classic the way it looks.
I know. It's ridiculous. This prop's in serious jeopardy right off the bat from the get-go. Lowest round under 63.5.
What are we talking? Is somebody going to win this thing at 25 under?
I mean, this is... Oh, what's it? The guy's 7 under right now?
7 under through, I think, 12 or 13.
Yeah, and an amateur is 5 under. Never heard of him.
This is just silly.
Mitch's best.
I don't like that in majors. I know. I don't.
Can I cheer you up? Have I had a chance to tell you how enjoyable this baseball season is?
Not
Have I
recently.
Had a chance? Okay.
What'd you like about last night?
Oh, my God. Ohtani. The Orioles win again. The Mariners sweep the doubleheader. Bullpen shenanigans. Dodgers pull one out. McClanahan solid again. This is great.
How about two teams, right, with simultaneous 10-game winning streaks?
Yes.
With the Mariners and the Orioles?
Yes. Right.
And there was a no-doubter with Baltimore again last night. And the Mariners are red hot as well. This is really, really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like you mentioned it with Ohtani. Again, this is just, I said this probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, that if he, and this, we're beyond what I said, but I pointed out like on the calendar, if he would make two more starts in a row like he was doing, watch out, it's going to get real at the Cy Young. He is now rock solid, in my opinion, third. There's one book that has Gerrit Cole tied with him or ahead of him. I'm not so sure about that.
I'm
surprised by that.
I don't get that either.
He needs to be third, and he needs to be climbing. Mm. And he should be catching Verlander, and it's going to be tough to overtake McClanahan, but this stretch that he's on right now is lights out and as good as we've seen.
There you see the numbers there, what we're using, VSiN.com. He's the third choice, Cy Young plus 650. Bet Rivers, he's the fourth choice. I'm with you.
Okay, that's the one I disagree with.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. Right, McClanahan, the favorite. He was steady Eddie again yesterday. At Bet Rivers, MVP. Judge is plus 105. Otani's plus 115. At William Hill, they're the co-favorites. A lot of spots now, he's the favorite now to win this MVP.
He's turned into odds on.
Yes.
He's minus 120 at a book here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that at several spots, he's actually now turned into the shorter shot on the board, the favorite or odds on to win the MVP.
Right. Now let's put it in perspective. He's the sixth player to have at least 45 strikeouts and one or fewer earned over a four-game span since 1913. Pretty good, huh? But how about the list? It's DeGrom, Randy Johnson, Pedro, Chris Sale, and Kershaw twice. Oh, my. Oh, by the way, he's hitting, you know, home runs from time to time and had a big hit last night in the win.
Yeah.
And he did it against the Astros.
7-1, shut down Houston.
Yeah. Yes.
Completely just eliminated any chance that they would have.
The strikeouts every start.
Look at this. Man. Look at this tweet
from
Kyle Glazier, right? His last six starts have been phenomenal. Look at that now. That's four games in a row with at least 10 strikeouts, like you said. His ERA is now 2.38. He's tied for fourth in the American League with 123 strikeouts. He's also top 10 in the American League with 19 home runs and 56 RBIs. But we have voter fatigue, though, from what we've been told.
Yeah, I kind of like the Cousin Sal tweet. We're not even going to discuss this for about 5 years. We just know who the best player in baseball is, right?
This is serious now, right? Not only the MVP.
Oh, sure.
He's going to have a chance here. It depends on how, and I know there was a back and forth on this recently that I noticed, like how the Astros are going to handle Verlander down the stretch.
Yes.
At 39 years old, and how the Rays, if they're like maybe out of the mix, or are they going to push McClanahan to go out there and say, hey, give us,
don't be out of the mix.
No, but they pulled
the Verlander thing's a good point.
They pulled McClanahan at 85 pitches last night.
Okay.
So, it appears like the Angels are not going to do this with Ohtani. Like, does he have enough in the tank to catch those two guys and win the Cy Young? What if he pulls off both?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. They can't win a game when he's not starting.
That's correct.
Go back and look at the record. That's another one. I mean, good point about Verlander. I mean, the Astros' magic number's two. So this is kooky. The other thing, as great as this has been, this Oriole run's historic. Stats by stats. They're the second team in MLB history to lose 110-plus games one season and then have a 9-plus game winning streak. ESPN stats and info. They started the season with the lowest payroll in baseball. They've now won 10 in a row. They're the first team since at least 1990 to win 10 straight, despite entering opening day with the league's lowest payroll. How good is this? Mm-hmm. Then Seattle sweeps the doubleheader. More on what they're doing today. But this is just fantastic. There's something every single night here. Great stories.
Well, I mean, this is like baseball. The regular season does last 6 months. It's like two or three seasons wrapped up in one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And some of the comebacks that we had last night.
Yep.
The Dodgers were down. I didn't even notice what they were in play.
Forget it.
I'm sure they were off.
Can
the
you
board.
Imagine? I did find it. The Reds were 30-1 the other night, down 3-0 against probably should have been higher. Yeah, it was 6-0 in the seventh. And the Dodgers come all the way back and beat the Cardinals. Gosselin, and that's important, too, because Sandy's opened up a big lead now. Because Musgrove struggled, and Gosselin finally blew up. He gave up, six runs in five innings?
Yeah.
So that was
good for
Gosselin, too. But the Dodgers come all the way back as well. A vicious beat in the Marlins game, which we'll get to. But the other thing you have is Montoyo fired by the Blue Jays, and that was a good, you always want to bet the team after they. I didn't know this. Just problems in the clubhouse. He wasn't a leader, and they had tuned him out, especially in Seattle. Apparently, it was bad. So they get rid of him. They rough up Wheeler, and then the other thing you have to look at is what do you do? I don't have a line yet. What do you do with this Kansas City-Toronto game? Not only just the game tonight, but the series.
So I was on Twitter, like I'm not joking, within 30 seconds of Jeff Passan from ESPN tweeting this out, and I immediately searched every possible book.
Okay.
Now it was early. So some books would not have like the overnights up at that point, but I looked everywhere. Spots did have this game. I don't think this game was on the board anyway, but it was nowhere to be found. So 10 players on their 26-man roster not making the trip. The 10 guys, Benintendi, who's now like red hot and rumored to be on, dealt. Merrifield, Melendez, hot rookie, Dozier, and then some key starting pitchers as well and key role players. Michael A. Taylor's on the list as well. Passing points out, up until yesterday, 25 total visiting players had not been allowed into Canada because they were unvaccinated. KC by itself has 10, including four of its five top hitters and two best starters. They will be replaced by a rash of AAA and AA players who will be in Toronto. So those players have to make their way up from the minors to join the rest of the team that can actually make it today for the beginning of a set, the last one before the All-Star game. And I mean, what are you going to make the number?
And it's Gausman.
Yeah.
Right? Gausman could be going against AA guys.
What are they on the run line? What are they minus 2.5 runs today in this game?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this reeks of the timing of firing Montoya, winning last night over Wheeler, and getting red hot at the right time going into the All-Star break, and just an absolute pounding coming. And they're going to take, Casey out behind the woodshed this entire weekend.
You would think so, right? See how high they make that. Good point. The other one, and now Seattle's won 10 in a row. Not only have they been red hot, and they were under 500 when the streak started, they did it with the suspensions. They went 10-1 during the suspensions.
Yeah.
How about that? But they faced Texas today and Perez. Texas has won 12 of his last 13 starts.
So do you want the hot pitcher or do you want the hot team?
He had some run support, the good numbers, but it's not like he's been lights out every time he goes out there. I mean, his last start, I think it was last start of two starts, he was roughed up, but he's had tremendous run support. So that is, do you want to go against this streak? I know, because you got two here. I mean, 12 of 13 against 10 in a row. But this is wild what's going on with baseball.
So when teams get on rolls like this and how numbers disappear in 2 seconds, you always brought up the Yankees number this year right away, the Astros. The Yankees went from like $360 to $15 or $1,500 before you could blink.
Yeah, just like that. Just much like that. Like the Dodgers now.
Dodgers? Yep.
They're now $1,200.
There you go. And they were $375.
Yes.
Right around there last week, I believe. Yep. And now another one here is going to be the Mariners to make the playoffs. Like that plus 120 that was available earlier this week is going to probably turn into minus whatever coming up very soon.
Right. And I think a lot of people are familiar with that tweet now or have been made aware of how easy the schedule is. It's ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Five games, only five games remaining August 12th to the rest of the season against teams with a winning record.
Mm-hmm. And the first annual VSiN betting pentathlon was fun until last night.
Blackburn, no control. What happened? Three walks in the first inning. Will haunt, Mitch.
We didn't. The numbers were a lot of fun to talk about, but we didn't really love Blackburn yesterday. We went with him anyway. That's a loser. And now we got to get. Today's the final day, and we have to make up a good 3+ units on a numbers game. They have the lead. I believe they had Ohtani on the run line last night. That's one that you ran by me, and I'm like, I scoffed at it.
Yep.
And that would have been a huge number.
It's fun to follow that stuff now because of the contest, what actually came in.
Yeah.
Like Ohtani run line, McClanahan run line, a bunch of reverse run lines.
Sure they did.
Scott had Mets reverse run line to start the day.
Had more than 2-1.
How about that?
That's a great call.
That was great a
bet
good
right
call.
There. That's so now we need a prop.
Uh-huh.
And I don't.
Oh, it's easy. No hitter.
You want to go no hitter?
No hitter.
How about you want to go exact score in a game? Those are easy to hit, aren't they?
Yeah, strikeout props over. You could do that. I was looking at the Giants lead at the end of the first inning tonight. It's 4-1.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to get creative. Yeah. And any suggestions are welcome today because this is it. This is it, man. Our final day, FTM at VSiN.com. We need a winner. The first hour here of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Win, lose up next. Who says no to this potential NBA trade?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, good fun last night. Some big tickets cashed. And following this, because we're doing our baseball contest, but Angels on the run line, plus 165, 7-1, no problem. Thanks to Ian, the Angels are 3-10 in their last 13 games. All three wins, Ohtani starts.
I mean,
bingo.
MVP, hello.
Hello. Rays on the run line, plus 140. They beat the Red Sox again. What is that, 7 of 8, 6 of 7? Oh, boy. Mets reverse run line. 2-1, was it?
Yeah, 2-1 plus 205 in that range, I think.
Yep, good job by the Mets. They take 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. Rockies, plus 140. Rockies also reverse run line, which paid well.
That was a huge number last night.
Absolutely. Orioles, 10 wins in a row. Mariners, 10 wins in a row. Favorites, 12-4 yesterday. Blue Jays, reverse run line. You mentioned that one. It was, well, once they fired Montoyo, and then they were all over Wheeler, and that was a piece of cake. That paid well, too.
I know some people might scoff at this. But honestly, anytime that a manager is fired like he was yesterday in the middle of the season, it automatically has to become a consideration.
It was off a win, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, there's too much.
They didn't like him. I didn't know. They must have hated the guy.
Yep,
absolutely. And 2 days ago, the Reds were as high as 30-1 in play to come back and beat the Yankees. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. You'll want to see these videos. Great videos today and tweets. Let's go to the South Point, our old home. 62,000 on triple diamond. Bam! Look at that hit.
Well, that I'm sorry, but that photo looks exactly like you many years ago, and people who have been around the show for a long time know exactly what I'm talking about. Paulie was late one day to the show, And I'm like, get out of here. Come back later on.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show at 4 o'clock in the
morning
out here.
Locked up.
So he goes, all right, I'm going to go gamble. Within 2 minutes, he comes back. Yeah, hit $5,000 on the jackpot. And you come in, you're flashing like this. I'm just, I hate you so much.
You were pissed, yeah.
Oh, yes, I was.
I went. Yeah,
it's on YouTube. You can find it.
Yep. Back when we could curse. All right, the couple puppy videos. This is good. Look at this guy. Watch this guy. Little fella here. Whoa. What? Anyone see that?
Right over.
Anyone see that? He falls down. A puppy falls down. He standing up, and then he looks around like, hope nobody saw that. Am I okay? No problem. And look at this guy. This guy doesn't. He doesn't care. He just
Whoa,
out, and that'll
another
do
another one.
That little bulldog, right? He goes, I don't care. I'm out. I'm not even going to bother to wake up and play. That's the great thing about puppies. They play for 5 minutes. It's lights out.
I so badly want to get a bulldog. Look at how cute they are with all those fat rolls.
Sure. Tony, get a French bulldog, the way to go. Yeah. They are fun. But you can't get a bulldog in Las Vegas because of the weather, though.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. 110, can't do it. Look at the 18th at St. Andrews. How about this video? You're in a neighborhood, you go a block away, and you can watch on the 18th for free. Look at that setup. That is nuts.
Yeah, it really is.
A block away and right in a neighborhood. It's like Wrigley Field. You're in a neighborhood, you turn a corner, wow, there's a cathedral. And then, you can just sit there and watch, and you're on the 18th. That is awesome. Some lose some. Boy, this is, I don't know, this guy, I think someone tweeted in at 65 an hour. This dangerous job, what this guy is doing? Oh, my God. Construction. No. Wait, now, watch the buckles. Look at that. What he's carrying. And then you see the view in New York, Manhattan. Oh, they're putting together a skyscraper.
Okay, it's fine, though. But, like, he's tied down a couple of different ways.
Oh, God.
It's going to be okay if he slips and falls.
Well, I'm afraid of heights, so I'm nauseous just looking at that.
Okay, so if you're afraid of heights, are you... I was going to say that. That must be difficult for you to even look at that.
I can't even look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I would say this, that 65 an hour, there's no... Is that accurate?
Well, that was somebody, because people said... that one got... That other shot at the end there. When you see there's nothing, there's no...
I'm good with rides. I love going on rides, all that kind of... I couldn't do this for 5,000 an hour. I couldn't...
Absolutely.
I couldn't do that.
No, I want no part of it.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
This is Patrick Fabian tweeted this out. Howard Hamlin. Together forever.
I haven't watched it yet. What
there
happened?
There you go. There you go. There's a buddy. We lost a key cast member in Better Call Saul on Monday. And I did. Absolutely. And I'm still pissed off. You're more pissed off than I am.
I'm still but a little...
You should be salty how that ended. That guy is Rambo. He shouldn't go out like that.
I don't know how much we can really dive into this, but...
No.
That's bad writing. Sorry, it is.
And that's a good tweet there by the guy who played Howard. And look at this. This is Fall River, Mass. This is at jury duty. The guy says she puts her bare feet up on the seat for it. Then she was kicked out and asked to leave moments later. Good job. There you go. Maybe it was intentional, but we're surrounded by animals now.
You know what? This person could actually be a trendsetter. If you want to get out of it, there you go.
There you go. Uh-huh. Bad beats. Padres, Rockies, first five under. It's 1-0 with two outs in the fifth. You lost, right? Marlins, Padres, under seven. Marlins, Pirates, under seven. 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 in the ninth. 5-4 final.
Absolutely brutal.
Come on. Cardinals, plus 135. 6-0 in the seventh at home. 6-2 in the eighth. They lost the game. Dodgers come all the way back. I got to find an in-play on that, what that price was. Brewers plus the run and a half, minus 170. 1-1, bottom of the ninth, they bring in Hader. Walk, base hit. See ya. Three-run walk-off. Twins win 4-1. Incredible. Maybe that's why they're taking offers on Hader. It's been a rough goal.
It's been, like the last 3 weeks.
Yes. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, hometown book. Claim your 100%. First deposit match bonus now with code 250 match. Learn more, betrivers.com. What do you have on the 13 run pool? Because Atlanta's plus 140 and the Yankees and Blue Jays are plus 180. It wasn't that long ago that the Yankees were a big favorite. This is getting interesting. So we got three teams here that can finish it.
Okay, so the Yankees and the Braves each still need to score 11 runs.
Okay.
And the Blue Jays have to score 13, which could happen this weekend.
Oh, that is good. That is juicy.
What's the drop-off then from plus 140, 180 then? Because we have, it looks like, several teams that need to scratch off two yet.
Is that what it is?
The Padres, Diamondbacks.
I think they're plus 650. Let me bring it up.
In that range, okay. White Sox, Astros, Mets, a bunch of them. Yeah, there's like actually too many to actually mention right now.
I can't even get on the app.
Okay, so how about this now? Bobby Marks threw this up on ESPN, his hypothetical trade in the NBA. The Nets would get Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, and Miles Turner. The Suns would get Kevin Durant. The Pacers would get DeAndre Ayton. And the Jazz would get Ben Simmons, Cam Thomas, 5 first-round picks, 4 from Phoenix, 1 from Cleveland via Indiana, and 3 swap rights from Phoenix. I know there's a lot for the radio audience right there. Again, Nets, Donovan Mitchell, Bridges, and Turner. Suns, Durant, Pacers, Ayton, Jazz, Simmons, Thomas, and a bunch of picks.
Yep.
Who's the loser? Who says no? Does anybody say no to that? I looked at it for a good 10 minutes last night. I'm like, I don't know if anybody says no.
Well, it looks like the Knicks might beat everyone to the punch here. That's number one. Number two, that's exactly what's going to have to happen if Durant moves. You're going to have to get Phoenix and everyone has to get creative here.
Yeah.
I don't know what the holdup is here with Ayton as well. But as Shams tweeted, the Knicks and Jazz are, it's getting hot and heavy that they're trying to work something out. Now, there are reports that the Knicks they do not want to give up Barrett at all. But I did read a report that league sources, people in the know, think Barrett has a higher trade value than Hero.
Yep.
Which, okay, could be surprising, but some people think it's not close. But Hero just won 6th man of the year. Windhorst on Mitchell and the Knicks. The Knicks have 8 tradable first-round picks and a need and a desire for a star player. Some people believe this is inevitable. I think we're going to hear a lot. Very strange. I think we're going to hear a lot about Mitchell and the Knicks in the coming days. There it is. He's essentially calling his shot again.
Yeah.
If this could get done. So they've been talking, and maybe it gets done here over the weekend.
I agree with this growing narrative from people in and around the league. It's an absolutely terrible match for the Knicks.
You think so?
Donovan Mitchell is not a
Tom
Thibodeau player.
Okay.
This will not go well.
Yeah. They need a star, though. And you pay you charge a lot of money for tickets.
Yeah.
And this is, I usually say you don't want to be average in the NBA, but at least the Knicks have to put a half-decent product out there.
All right, fellas, ladies, swing for the fences on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook this week when you make a first-time deposit using code DERBY on the Baseball Home Run Derby sign-up. Is super easy with the Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook app or visit BetRivers.com. Deposit $100 to receive a free Bet Rivers bet for a home run that's hit, or deposit $250 and get the total home runs for the entire Derby as a free Bet Rivers bet. This offer is valid through July 18th, so download the online sportsbook app today and use the code DERBY when you make a first-time deposit. Visit BetRivers.com to see all the latest odds, boosts, and promotions running this baseball season. Bet with the winner. Bet with Bet Rivers. Up next, college football conferences, betting outrights, and season-long win totals with Paul Stone.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN summer specials here. You're running out of time. Advantage play, $19 till the end of the month. Daily best bets, every host, every guest, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $19 through the end of the month. Sign up now at VSEN.com/summer. Getting close, less than a month away from the Hall of Fame game and week 0. College football, August 27th. The great Paul Stone joins us now to preview a couple conferences, ACC in a bit. We'll start with Conference USA and a couple win totals here and a pick to win the conference. Let's start with Florida International, sir, and it did not go well last year for them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, since you guys probably remember, Florida International back in November of 2019, they upset Miami. Mm. You remember that victory?
Yeah.
At the 20.5-point underdog. Since beating Miami, they are 1-17 straight up since that victory. Their only win was their season opener last year against FCS Long Island. And Long Island, not even a good FCS team. So this team really struggled. You know, they hired Butch Davis. He got terminated or resigned towards the end of last season. One issue you see here with this program is just Davis's comments towards the end of his tenure. He was very critical of the administration, talked about players being forced to dress out in used equipment, used shoulder pads, said he could only give his assistants one-year contracts. Just a lot of disadvantages that he reported to be the truth, and who knows, you know, what the facts are. But in comes Mike McIntyre, a guy who's had success formerly as a head coach at both San Jose and Colorado. But he just inherits a roster that's just not, just not up to the level that it needs to be competitive, even in this conference USA. He's got one really good player, guy to watch, is wide receiver Tyrese Chambers, a guy who had 1,000 yards, over 1,000 yards receiving last year, averaged over 23 yards a catch, but not much more. You look at them last year again, that 1-11 record against FBS opponents only, they averaged 17.8 points a game, gave up against FBS opponents 42.4 points a game. That was against the schedule ranked 122nd in the nation. So not against a very good schedule. I found this line here at under 3 at plus 100 at even money. They've got a pretty favorable schedule early on. They do open with FCS Bryant. They have a non-conference game at New Mexico State, a home game at UConn. I'm expecting them to split those two games. I think they're going to go under 3. I can't see them winning 4 games. I took Fort International under 3. At plus 100.
Okay, very good. I'm very concerned about what's going on with the Mean Green. Now, North Texas has been a good program, and they had that solid quarterback, Mason Fine, going back. Nine wins. Now, the last three seasons, 4-4, and 6-7 last year. What do you make of the Mean Green this upcoming season?
You know, you mentioned they had the back-to-back nine-win seasons back in 2017 and 2018, and Seth Luttrell, the former Oklahoma fullback, the head coach there, he was kind of a hot commodity and apparently had some opportunities at some jobs. But since those nine-win seasons, 17 and 18, they've experienced three straight losing seasons. Luttrell now firmly on the hot seat there in Denton. The Mean Green only 12 and 21 the last 3 years against FBS competition, and 5 of those 12 wins coming against Rice and UTEP. They were losers, North Texas was, in the transfer portal. Lost twins Grayson and Gabriel Murphy, who transferred out to UCLA. Those guys combined for 15.5 sacks last year, so that's a big hit to that defense. They're going to be pretty good. They could be real good on offense, really. They do have some quarterback issues. They've got a three-man race. Their quarterbacks last year only combined to complete 52% of their attempts. Had a 12-14 touchdown to interception ratio. Just have some questions there. Obviously, the quarterback position is not a good position to have some concerns about. I just don't like the trajectory of the program. I was able to find this at DraftKings, North Texas under 6.5 at minus 120. North Texas would have to go 7-5 or better for us to lose this play. Again, I like North Texas under 6.5. At minus 120 at DraftKings.
Okay, very good. Now, when did you make this bet? Now, you see most places, UAB and Texas San Antonio, the co-favorites. San Antonio started 11-0 last year, but I'm curious when you made the bet. Take us through your thought process, because we had the news recently about Bill Clark, the UAB head coach.
Yeah, this was made before that at Caesars, actually, in Louisiana. I took UTSA at plus 240 to win Conference USA. But that certainly, it can't be a positive for UAB, the fact that Bill Clark stepped down due to health concerns. But this was more probably a pro play on Texas San Antonio than anything else. I just really like where this program's headed under Texas high school coaching legend Jeff Traylor. Really got things excited down there, people excited down there in San Antonio. The Roadrunners 15-3 over their last 18 games straight up since late in 2020. UTSA, their offense is going to be dynamic again this year, averaged nearly 37 points a game last year, have most of the pieces back from that unit. Most notably, third-year starting quarterback Frank Harris, guy who's passed for almost 5,300 career yards, a 42-14 touchdown to interception ratio. They did take a hit when Sincere McCormick, the running back who had almost 4,000 career rushing yards, decided to declare for the NFL draft. As it turned out, he was not even drafted. He did sign as an undrafted free agent. But I think that loss was mitigated a little bit when Arkansas transfer Traylon Smith, guy who had over 500 yards last year for the Razorbacks. He goes into the portal, transfers to UTSA. I think he's going to, you know, be a 1,000-yard rusher for the Roadrunners this year. They do have some defensive concerns. They only return 5 starters, have to fill some holes at all 3 levels. But I think they're the best team in this conference, got the best coach in this conference, in my opinion. I like the Roadrunners at plus 240 at Caesars. And really interested in week 3, they go to Texas, probably getting about 14.5 points. That's going to be the week after Texas hosts Alabama in that highly anticipated game. So UTSA gets a shot at the Longhorns in a really good scheduling spot.
Can they win that game outright?
Yeah, certainly. With Texas's recent history, I certainly wouldn't discount it. They're sky high for that game, and Texas, you know, it's kind of going to be a sandwich game for Texas. So
yeah, there you go.
They've got them in a good position. It could be interesting. That's one I'm really looking forward to.
Okay, so there you go. Paul's 3 bets in Conference USA: Florida International under 3, even money; North Texas under 6.5, minus 120; and UTSA plus 240 to win it outright. We'll get to the ACC coming up in about 7-8 minutes. You're also a big bettor when it comes to golf. Early going here at the Open Championship, Cam Young 7-under. How is it shaping up with some of the outrights and matchups and other bets that you made so far, Paul?
Well, it sounds like the typical thing that a sports bettor would say, but I did take Cam Young at 105-1. A number of outrights. I took the shorter odds. I took Rory McIlroy, even though the odds are not favorable. I took him in a little better than 10-1 just because he's playing so well.
Right.
I took Will Zalatoris at 33-1. I took Cam Young at 105-1. I took a couple other flyers. I took Danny Willett over 100-1. So those are some of the outrights that I had. And one of the, of course, he starts later this afternoon, but I didn't get the best price. But I just think Tiger Woods makes the cut here. I think he's in better physical condition. He loves this golf course. There's 156 players in the field. The top 70 in ties make the cut. So roughly half the players, you would guess, will make the cut. I think he's going to be in the upper half of this field the first 36 holes. I took Woods to make the cut. My biggest bet of the Open at minus 135.
Okay, all right. No, it certainly makes some sense. Do you remember when you bet Cam Young at 105-1?
That was just earlier this week.
Wow.
Monday or Sunday, just a few days ago. Yep, that wasn't anything. You know,
isn't that the golfer that Humans has been on here for like the last 6 weeks?
He has, yeah. Matt and I communicate a lot about golf, and we've both been riding Cam, who's a Wake Forest graduate. He hadn't played really well the last few tournaments, and this is his debut in the Open Championship and on a links-style golf course, but he's such a long hitter, which I think is going to give some guys an advantage this week with things hard and dry. So, it'll be interesting to see if he can hang around, but he's started very well, obviously.
Wow. No kidding. 7-under through 14. 5 other golfers are 4-under. One of them's Rory. Cam Smith as well. Paul, the course is playing so easy today.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's not going to be any wind today or tomorrow. I think on Saturday, I take that back, tomorrow morning, I think, is when the rain is forecast, maybe for the players playing in the morning. Might be some wind on the weekend, but, I hope it shows a little teeth. I mean, St. Andrews is at its best when the wind's blowing. I'd like to see a little attrition out there and make guys struggle a little bit. So hopefully we'll get some wind where these guys don't just, shoot 20, 25 under in a major golf tournament.
Yeah, we'll see how this holds up. Ernie Els is currently 3-under through 10, tied for 6th.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So up next, we'll continue talking college football with Paul Stone. The ACC, was last year a fluke with Clemson or a sign of things to come?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams? Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's go from Conference USA to the ACC, and we can begin here. Paul Stone, our guest, we continue talking to him. His podcast, by the way, is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. You can get it wherever you subscribe, listen to, and download your podcast. Louisville, is a 5.5 this year. They've had a lot of talent over the years, obviously. It's been a pretty good program. That's a low total, though. What do you make of that number? Are you betting it over or under, Paul?
Well, first of all, man, I tell you, it's really important. I think you can't stress it enough to shop around on these regular season win totals. You can find different numbers, obviously, from store to store. And I found Louisville at over 5.5, pretty good juice, -165, but they're at FanDuel. You look at Scott Satterfield, he's entering his fourth season as the head coach. Some programs tend to kind of hit their stride at this juncture. More importantly, the Cardinals figured they're going to field a high-scoring offense. It's going to be one of the better offenses, you know, a top 15-20 offense in the nation. Their dual-threat quarterback, 38 career starts, Malik Cunningham. He's passed for nearly 8,100 career yards, run for another 2,600 yards. He's accounted for a total of 100 touchdowns during his career. He's a guy who could merit some early Heisman talk. with a hot start. You look, continuing to talk about their offense, the line returns all five starters, total of 116 career starts, figured to be a top 20 unit as well. The defense, they were decent in 2021, got most people back, should be bolstered by several additions through the transfer portal, the most notable of those being middle linebacker Momo Sanago. He was at Ole Miss, had a great year way back in 2018, 112 tackles and 6.5 tackles for a loss. He figures to be the Cardinals' middle linebacker. In the last two seasons in ACC play, Louisville's lost a total of 8 games by single digits. They've lost those games by an average of just 4.3 points. You know, it could be kind of a byproduct, those losses, close losses of who they are. But I think this is a mostly veteran team with a talented, experienced quarterback. I think some of those close ones start falling their way, sort of a regression to the mean. Coming off back-to-back losing seasons, I don't think the Cardinals are going to have 3 straight losing seasons. They do have a difficult schedule, ranked the 9th toughest in the nation by Phil Steele, but I think they're at least going to break even at 6-6. They do that, you get the over the money, the over the 5.5, get the money. Minus 165 there at FanDuel.
Yeah, okay, so you're spot on with that. I mean, think about that, Paul. I'm looking at 6.5 right now at some other spots. So as books post this the college football numbers earlier and earlier now every single year, as somebody who does this professionally, you must have noticed this with just a ton of programs this year where the numbers were completely off like that.
Yeah, I think Brad's been on your show, perhaps Brad Powers, talking about this as well. You know, Brad's out there betting regular season totals all over the place, and he pointed out as well that the differences that you can find are just significant. You know, you're talking about one game in a 12-game regular season, that is, that's quite significant, and mm-hmm. It just varies. The markets are relatively small, so it stands to reason that there can be some, you know, variance from one book to another, and you just got to have multiple outs. You got to have multiple places to bet and take advantage of that.
How about Georgia Tech? So this is the 4th year for Jeff Collins, 3 wins, 3 wins, and 3 wins. Their total is 3.5, and my God, do they have a brutal schedule. Your thoughts on Georgia Tech, please.
Yeah, first of all, that schedule, I think some are ranking it as difficult as the 3rd most difficult in the country, so they do have a very difficult schedule. Like you said, they've won 3 games in each of Jeff Collins' first 3 seasons, only return a grand total of 8 starters this season. Rambling Wreck reportedly has lost 16 players who started at least 6 games in 2021. That total includes 8 of their top 11 tacklers from a season ago. But the most notable of those losses is certainly going to be versatile running back Jahmyr Gibbs, who rushed for almost 750 yards last year, had 35 receptions for another 465 yards. He left Atlanta for Tuscaloosa. Guy's going to make an immediate impact for the Crimson Tide. He was the best player in the program. And then reportedly in March, I was reading a couple months back that Georgia Tech only had 12 scholarship linemen on the roster, offensive linemen on the roster. So only 12 scholarship offensive linemen, 6 of those either freshmen or sophomores. They're going to be really thin there, only returning a total of 37 career starts in the offensive line. You couple those numbers in the offensive line with Gibbs' defection to Alabama, and I just see Georgia Tech's offense struggling to even match last year's, which averaged just 22 points a game against FBS opponents. Defensively, the Yellow Jackets, not any better there, really. They don't return any starters on the front four, only 1 starter in the back four. And again, that schedule, non-conference schedule, includes trips to UCF and defending national champion Georgia. Additionally, they play a home game against Ole Miss outside the conference. Very difficult schedule. Georgia Tech only 9-27 straight up in its last 36 games dating back to late 2018. Probably going to enter the bye week, their bye week in early October at 2-4. But it's difficult to find 2 more victories in the second half of the season. I've looked over their schedule backwards and forwards. I like taking Georgia Tech under 3.5 wins at plus 105 at Caesars.
Okay, very good. So last year was a funky season. You had Wake and Pitt playing the ACC title game. Miami's back. They're loaded. A lot of people think they're going to turn that around with crystal ball. What do you think? Clemson won 10 games and was seen as a major disappointment. Who wins the ACC, in your opinion? What'd you play?
Well, I hate to get too chalky here, but, you know, I'm going to go with Clemson. Again, if you shop around, you can find Clemson there at Circa, where you guys are this morning at plus 107. A lot of places have Clemson at minus money to win the ACC. But, you know, I just kind of sum up my selection of the Tigers as the ACC winner in three words: defense, defense, and defense. Mm. They're just tremendous on that side of the ball. You know, they've got a chance to be really special defensively this year. Maybe not 2021 Georgia good, but it's not going to be, you know, very far off from that type of unit. And that's primarily because of that defensive front four. It's just a bunch of five-star recruits, guys like Xavier Thomas, Brian Breesy, Miles Murphy, Tyler Davis. These are all guys who are going to be future first or second-day NFL draft choices. They do clearly have the quarterback issue. You know, after really subbing in well in spot relief of Trevor Lawrence back in 2020, DJ Uiagalelei really struggled last year. You know, for a good football team, which Clemson obviously is, it's difficult to have a negative touchdown-to-interception ratio in college football. But Uiagalelei, 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year. He's got to get better. Now, if he stumbles out of the gate this year, I think they'll go to true freshman Cade Klubnik out of the state of Texas. So they do have issues there, no question about it. But, again, that defense is so good. They're going to be favored by at least a touchdown, maybe even double digits in all 8 conference games. Mm. Difficult not to see them in the conference championship game there in Charlotte. I like Clemson plus 107 at Circa to win the ACC this season.
Man, great analysis as always, and you can follow Paul on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. Thanks for the time and the breakdowns as always, and also good luck with your golf bets this weekend.
Same to you guys. And man, can't beat watching golf in the pre-dawn hours and talking college football in mid-July. Y'all have a great weekend.
It's the best. You too. And we'll catch up in a couple of weeks as we're on vacation now until August 1st. If you missed any of Paul's plays, by the way, you can always download our podcast. It's Follow the Money, and you can get that wherever you download, listen, and subscribe to your podcast as well. Just search Follow the Money. Bam, it pops right up.
Ernie Els, another birdie.
I know.
How about this? Son of a gun, Jeff Seeley.
He's tied for second.
Yes.
Ernie Bleepin' Els tied for second.
Yeah, he threw
now,
11.
Now, things can change here.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
But
good fun. Wow.
Man, it is a blast when a guy comes on and makes a case for something like this and all of a sudden gets off to a great start.
Uh-huh.
And also, Paul's got to be feeling good. Cam Young, he bet him recently 105-1.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of golf to be played, obviously, but he's through 15 now at 7-under.
Yep. McIntyre got the 4-under. God, he just doubled.
You really destroyed my day when you said that Horschel made the 4-under.
Yeah, and now he imploded. He's even now. Sorry.
That's no good. You have Rory? Anything there with him?
Nothing with Rory. Koepka's blowing up. Barry Bonds is 3-under, too. How about that? DeChambeau's 3-under.
You know what?
He's already done.
Okay, so he was 3. He gave one back, I believe, on 16, so then he closed strong. I think he was 100 in... What did I see him at? He was higher than triple digits to win this event. I saw John Rahm get the plus 2350 last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't bet it, but I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. It happens almost every single season in the NFL. Which teams have the best chances or are the best candidates to pull it off this year, we shall discuss coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.